Here we are with Janet. Hello there.
Hello.
And welcome to Central Brittany.
Thank you.
Whereabouts have you come from?
Well, I've come from Okehampton in Devon.
Didn't someone famous come from there? Walter Raleigh or something?
Oh, no. You're thinking of Sir Francis Drake from Tavistock?
Ah, wrong person, wrong place.
Well,
never mind.
Yeah.
Not very good for a supposed quizzer. Anyway, so Okehampton,
yeah?
And what made you decide to come here?
Well, in retirement, I wanted something a bit different to do. A bit of an adventure, a bit of a challenge. But I had been thinking about it for a long time because I had some very good friends here. And I've been visiting them for a few years. Visiting them, I got to know the area, and Gwarec felt like a nice place to be. I liked the feel of it. Ideally, I would have liked to have been closer to the coast. I love the sea. And I had looked around Pampol area, stayed there a few times. But it was just more expensive there. So,
it is always expensive, isn't it, the coast?
Yeah, and same as in the UK.
I think it's far better to actually live in the middle and visit the coast because there's nothing quite so desolate as a resort during winter when there's no one and nothing.
That's true.
So I think you've made a good decision. Are there too many English, too many British, for your liking in Gwarec?
There are more than... I did know there were a few Brits here, but there are more than I realised. I was quite surprised to find there are so many.
I actually heard from a friend, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but apparently the population of Gwarec is now 50% British.
Wow, really?
Can it possibly be that high? It doesn't feel like it.
I did ask, and someone did say around 35%.
I think that sounds more likely.
The idea was to immerse myself in French culture, French life. But at the same time, I do need to be able to converse easily with people. Therefore, having some English people around is good for me, because my French is a bit basic still. So if I was fluent in the language, it wouldn't be an issue. Particularly when you're on your own, you need to build a social circle. And I have managed to do that. As soon as I arrived, I just went out and joined the various clubs with AIKB.
So you go to French language lessons
I go to French language lessons with Marilyn Crago. I go to the conversation group with Janet King.
In the upper?
Lower. I'm in the lower one.
Okay, yeah. Well, you have to start somewhere.
And I go to the art and textile group. I've been out once with the walking group. I'm hoping to go out with them regularly if I can.
Okay, that sounds fine. There are lots of very good walks around here.
Yeah. Well,
as you know.
I just want to get to know where the places are that I can walk easily. Yeah. And not get shot at by hunters.
Yeah, watch out for the yellow jacket, the orange jackets.
The orange jackets, yes.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because we want to integrate quite well as we can, in order to enjoy life and to
Absolutely.
Understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be very difficult to get to the level where we're discussing philosophy with anyone. Mind you, the same is true in English, so that doesn't really matter. Okay, so... have you got any regrets about having lived?
No, not at all.
You don't miss anything about England?
Oh, yes, I do miss things. But I knew it was the right... because it wasn't a sudden decision, it's something I'd been planning for years. I'd finally got to the point where I thought, yes, this is the right point now, this is the right time to go. My parents are both dead now. My father died in 2020. And after that, I felt I was free to just do something a bit different, because I felt... a responsibility, I suppose, for my parents. I didn't want to leave him on his own because Mum had already died. So there was nothing else to keep me there, other than friends, obviously.
Yes. But tell me one thing that you do miss about England, other than friends.
Dartmoor, because I'm from Devon originally, and I do miss Dartmoor. One of the other places I had thought about living was the Mont d'Arrée area, because that's quite like Dartmoor.
It is. It's a bit bleak, isn't it?
Well, when I drove around lots of the villages, and they did seem quite bleak and dead.
But having said that, bleak areas can also be quite attractive.
Well, that's what I mean. I like Dartmoor for its the actual countryside of Dartmoor for its bleakness. And one of my favourite villages is Princetown, and everyone says, why do you like that? That's so bleak. But I have a great affinity with Princetown.
I must admit,
it's where the prison is. So,
I was going to say, there is a big prison
which
in
which is closed now at the moment.
Ah.
Because of the radon levels.
It's nice to know they're looking after the prisoners.
Yeah. Not the pensioners or the yeah.
Anyway, never mind.
But yes, yeah, so I do like bleak areas, but it's just the villages just didn't feel right to me. I have to get that feeling, you know, that je ne sais quoi sort of feeling in. Just a bit of French in there, you know.
Very good, I'm impressed.
English French. it's, yeah, places have to have that right feel, like a house does, when as soon as you walk into it, you know whether it's the right one for you or not. Mm.
But also another important factor is, of course, money. And the villages anywhere in the south of England are incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Houses everywhere in England, except for maybe the extreme northeast, perhaps. And property prices in Guarwick and around Guarwick are very much cheaper.
They are. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say that was a contributory factor, but it wasn't the main reason for coming. I definitely felt I needed to do something different. I've made several changes over the years in my life. I'm someone who embraces change. You need change, I think, to develop as a person. And this was just a time where I needed a change. And I was, like you say, I was priced out of the market in Devon. I wanted to move from where I was, but couldn't afford what I wanted, where I wanted.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It is,
even worse for younger people, of course. People in their 20s starting
to get onto the market.
Exactly. How on earth do you manage in England?
Yeah. Well, unless you've got the bank of mum and dad, you know, it's practically impossible.
But I'd imagine a lot of people don't. Anyway, so Janet, what is your background in England? What did you do?
Quite a varied one. My very first job was in the civil service, but then I quite quickly joined the Air Force and trained as a dental hygienist, and I served for 4 years.
Did you get your wings?
I had my dental dogs, collar dogs, they were called, which had DB on it, and some of the where we trained as dental hygienists, they also trained the dental technicians. And they used to tell everyone that DB was actually BD, bomb disposal, to get a bit of kudos. Especially when they met a girl, you know, they'd say, oh, we're in bomb disposal, look. It was DB, not BD.
Yeah.
I got married when I was in the Air Force. We went to Germany, and that's where I met my very good friends, Jill and Stu, your neighbours. And then I separated and stayed out in Germany for a while. Then I remarried, went to Holland, lived there for a while.
Whereabouts in Holland?
I'm right on the border with Aachen, so it's right mm-hmm. southern Holland. Originally, I trained in dance, so I did used to teach dance as a pupil teacher in my dancing school in Plymouth. And then when I was in Holland, I ran a dancing school there. When I was in Germany, I taught ballet for a German ballet school there. And then came back to the UK, separated again, and decided I needed a career for myself. So I went to uni as a mature student, my early 30s, trained as a primary teacher, and taught for 25 years then. Also was a head teacher of a tiny village school as well, so I was a teaching head there.
Your main subject specialism?
Well, my dance and English.
English as well,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay, good one.
Then, say when I retired, I just felt it was time for a change again. So, hence
you've had plenty of changes already. By the sound of it.
Like
but
I said,
another
I do,
one.
I do think change is necessary. I think we need to challenge ourselves as human beings and find out how we react to situations. How we
very
develop.
True.
And you learn so much about yourself. And we have to be adaptable in order to survive in various situations. You have to be able to adapt.
Well, the world is changing anyway, whether you like it or not, so best to avoid becoming a total fossil and change direction occasionally.
Yeah, and it builds emotional resilience as well, which is so important. You know, there are so many mental health issues in the world today, particularly with young people, and it's often due to a lack of emotional resilience. You know, we need to build that. We need to teach children how to be emotionally resilient.
Exactly. Anyway, Janet, we wish you all the best here. I hope you have a wonderful future, and I hope you maintain contact with your lovely friends, my neighbours.
I will indeed. There's no doubt of that.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Bye.